As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. And welcome to our Monday, August the 3rd, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. That's oraclebroadcasting.com, the official webpage of this broadcasting network. Log on and bookmark that site today. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today with a new and very interesting guest, Nicholas Guillermo. We're going to discuss direct democracy and how you can take the power back right where you are. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone and call throughout the program. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 to join us live on air or take Oracle with you live on your mobile. And from around America and around the world, you may call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email, especially while my website is down, at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's BVL, just like Become Vocal Local, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Big shout-out to Liberty Radio in Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. And our call-in number remains, folks, 866-841-1065. And your calls are welcome today. Gold busts the $960 level. Precious metals and the commodities are up, and the U.S. dollar is down. Again, we're going to have a very special guest joining us in a few moments, Nicholas Guillermo, how you can return power to its proper place into the hands of the people through the initiative, referendum, and recall. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to those market reports for Monday, August the 3rd, 2009. Active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold trading up $5.10 at $959.60 an ounce. Silver moves up strongly at 46 cents to $14.37 an ounce. Platinum up $8 as well, trading at $1,217 an ounce. And palladium moves up strongly this morning, trading at $266 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market today, 951.40 for a low, 962.40 for a high. So we got about a $10 spread cooking right now at 959.60. Gold year to year is up $50.10 for a 5.51% return on your investment. The London gold fix this morning, 954.25. So the boys in London have set it within $5 where we are right now. We're above that point. Can we hold it? We'll see. Follow it along during the day in the Dow. Dow Jones Industrial Average closed Friday up 17 points at 9,172. It's been above 9,000 now for a couple of weeks. The NASDAQ getting very close to that 2,000-point mark, was off 6 points, closing at 1,979 on Friday. The standard no-so-very-poor 500 index, 987, up a point on Friday. The crude oil this morning, up $1.49 for a 40-something gallon barrel of light sweet crude, trading at $70.94. The USDX, this is where the relief is coming from, dropping 19 basis points, trading at $77.96. We'll be back on the other side of this first break with our special guest, Nicholas Guillermo. Stay right there.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Ian, welcome back to our Monday, August the 3rd, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We do come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. As I mentioned in the beginning of the broadcast, we're going to be joined today by a very special guest. Just an absolute good fortune. I was on the Oracle Unleashed broadcast on Saturday night with Doug Owen and Cordy Howell and Mike Chambers, myself, going through a variety of different topics, and we got a very interesting call from an intelligent young man. I thought I'd bring him up and share his research and knowledge with you, the listeners. Good morning, Nicholas. How are you doing? And thanks for coming on air with us.
Good morning. I've never had it so good. Thanks a lot for the invitation.
Well, you're certainly welcome. You brought up some very good points during our call on the Unleashed broadcast, and wanted to go back through a lot of it today. We'll just take our time where we're not trying to crib things in with four hosts running. But nevertheless, let's just start out a little bit and give the audience a bit of background about who you are and what some of your ideas are. Get your website get your website out for the people and any contact information, and then we'll just start to walk into this this discussion and see how far we can go today.
Absolutely. Well, it all started when I just happened to be I was on leave of my job at Starbucks for being late. Okay, I was fired. Anyways, they wanted me to wake up at 5:30 in the morning, and I had to commute and, you know, relying on the public transportation to Philadelphia. It was really difficult. So after leaving, I was walking out, and that morning, it's about 6 in the morning, and I need a new job, so I pick up the city paper, and in the back pages in the classified section is an ad hiring for a company that's called Clean Water Action. And this is just how I got involved in politics. They said they were hiring. They had a slightly higher wage than what I earned at Starbucks. So I went down there, applied. I had to volunteer the first day, unpaid. But I went out and checked it out, and I really liked what they were doing. It was door-to-door fundraising to ban pesticide use in schools. And so I joined, and it took me about 2 weeks to become good enough to fundraise the money. It was about $130 we had to raise in 4 hours of work to be on staff. And I made it, and within 6 months, I was one of the trainers there. I was training other people how to do the fundraising, and we actually got the bill passed. We put enough pressure on the politicians through a public lobby that they passed the bill, you know, on behalf of all of our members. And so I got involved through them. I then later worked for a company called Clean Air Council. We did a lot of great work in Philadelphia, got a first recycling program in downtown Philly. We got the buses to run on compressed natural gas so they weren't smogging up all the street corners. And, you know, it really just got me into it. A few years later, I was fooling around with some other types of jobs, and I ran into this guy on a college campus who was circulating a petition. And when I asked him about it, he said that he was looking for people to come with him to California. He was going to provide a hotel room, $1,000 a week is what he promised me, collecting signatures on petitions. And I said, hey, this is really cool. I want to learn more about it because I used to be involved in door-to-door fundraising, so I'd be great at collecting signatures. And so I got into that, and I ended up going out to California, and I worked with this guy for about a year, and just had an amazing adventure traveling all over the country, working for different ballot access coordinators, learning a lot about it, and eventually started training other people how to do the signature collection professionally. And it is a fine skill. There's a lot of people out there when they just go out there and they're, you know, thrown to the sharks, they get kind of caught up in the little things. And the point is to collect as many signatures as possible and to work on initiatives that are going to benefit people. And I started learning about the corruption in the ballot initiative industry, how there's a lot of initiatives that may just get corporate funding that may not necessarily be for the interest of the public. So I came up with my own solution, and it's combining the ideas of the door-to-door fundraising and lobbying with ballot access. And because this guy I worked for, his name is Mark Jacoby, ended up ripping me off and a whole bunch of people, I decided, because I couldn't get him back in a legal battle, the best thing I could do is be to put him out of business. And what better way than to promote freedom and liberty? I had friends that were in the truth movement. I met up with this young woman named Abby from San Diego that was starting 9/11 Truth out there. I started getting really interested, and I realized that there's a heck of a lot more possibilities in the ballot initiative industry than just working on paid campaigns. I don't see why people hadn't been organizing for permanent ballot access, where we could just put any initiative on the ballot to challenge our politicians, to put recalls on the ballot to kick them out of office when they don't respect the public, when they're feeding into the corporate, you know, agenda. And so my mission now is to organize people for permanent ballot access and build coalitions with other groups and, you know, people that are out there that want to accomplish the same things, so we can get real initiatives on the ballot to change our economy, to change our system, so we don't have such a stranglehold from the federal government.
Well, they're all really fantastic. This is really a fantastic opening, Nicholas, and gives the audience an idea of where we're going to go in this discussion, because, you know, you brought out so many very, very salient points, and it's an interesting way of getting started. Sometimes life just kind of hands you something, and some people know how to turn that opportunity into a real profit, and other people just kind of moan and groan. So you lose your job at Starbucks, and you turn around and you find yourself embarking on a fantastic new direction. Let's go back to the looking at Philadelphia and working up in there. You're working basically in that regard, and you need to you're breathing too hard into the mouthpiece there.
So rotate
down just a little bit or breathe shallower. But anyway, you find yourself in Philadelphia working to help really lobby for specific pieces of legislation and raising funds so that lobbying effort goes forward. Do you have any idea, Nicholas, what they were using the money for or who was actually financing that adventure?
Most of the money is just to pay the door-to-door signature gatherers so we can get more outreach so that we can have a powerful lobby.
Okay.
I mean, that's really where most of it goes. Out of $130 that were collected in a day, about $80 would go to pay the canvasser, and the other $50 excess would actually go towards the administration, and they would do other work. They would pay for lobbying, and they would be, just organizing more, putting ads out there, looking for more canvassers, whatever they do. I'm sure the money could be used better. I think there's no reason why more of it can't go to the actual fundraisers so that they can, keep a prosperous job, educating more voters.
But for the benefit of the listeners, folks, when you are solicited like this, do understand that very little of the money that you actually give will ever make its way, to whatever cause necessarily that you're looking at. And most of it gets sucked up in the administration of these various and sundry funds, groups, organizations, etc. But you do need to pay for the labor in that particular situation because you are using running and paid staff. So that's a consideration. If you were doing it all with volunteers, you might be able to funnel more of that money towards the actual campaign. But that's a good start. Okay, now so
that kind of work does pay off though, because you can have a crew that is working, 5 days a week.
Okay, hold it right there. Unless we're going into a break, folks. We'll be back on the other side of this for 3 minutes. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we've returned visiting today with Nicholas Palermo. We're talking about direct democracy. We're talking about things that we can actually do rather than just wringing our handkerchiefs and getting swept away in the sea of malaise. And Nicholas, you were talking about how the groups and organizations that are out there collecting the money, the money that actually makes its way to the group is all, oftentimes not very much of the percentage that's raised. But from my experience in this as well, a lot of the time what we're dealing with is trying to get a sense of what the public support is for a particular piece of legislation, and then by working on the street, raising money, getting people to come on board, so to speak, in their heart and their soul and their mind, we're getting people to be prepared to vote for it, tell their neighbors, tell their friends, and so on. So, you know, let's pick it up right there from the standpoint of getting things to happen in one town. We can roll that out to a county, we can roll it out to a city, we can roll it out all across the country.
Yeah, every state in the country has its own ordinances on ballot access. Some won't allow it, but some might allow ballot access for a citywide proposal. Now, the problem there is that you can't actually pass any kind of real constitutional amendment on a citywide that's going to have a dramatic impact. You usually just have the initiative process to make some statutes to change laws. Like, if you're fed up of those cameras on the street corners that are giving people, you know, tickets, it may not be justified. You know, that could be addressed with a ballot initiative. But a statewide constitutional amendment can do something much more profound, like you could decriminalize industrial hemp. I think that's something, you know, several states should be considering moving forward to in the future. You know, America was founded on hemp, and, you know, if we really want to have a green economy and, you know, reduce our dependency on oil, I think, you know, paving the way for a hemp economy would be the right thing to do. Plus, you know, it's something that a lot of conservatives and liberals can agree on. And ballot access in general, when you put an initiative in front of the people, it breaks down the left-right paradigm. You get to agree on an issue-specific you know, plan rather than something that, you know, the political parties can drive.
Well, I like to take the time on during the broadcast to try and define some terms so that people understand a little bit. When we're dealing with something like this, we're dealing in law. So I would go first to the Black's Law. I've got the Black's Law 8th Dictionary open in front of me here. And the definition of initiative, folks, the meaning of this term in law is an electoral process by which a percentage of the voters can propose legislation and compel a vote on it by the legislature or by the full electorate. And so in this particular instance, we're looking more from a statewide standpoint than something that you could be doing in a city, in a county. But nevertheless, this process works very similarly. One, of course, if you're doing a statewide drive, it's going to be a lot more intensified than it is if you're doing a town or a city or a county initiative. But it is something that we can do. The window of opportunity is open. And so many of the techniques that you've learned will be beneficial to the audience, to those that are out there working on these kinds of things over the summer. Each aspect of this, including the fundraising, I mean, you do need to have some money. You're going to have to pay for getting printing, you're going to have to pay for all those clipboards and all that pencils and all
right.
The telephoning. So, you know, there's a benefit to collecting donations as well. How does that roll out? Does somebody need to get involved with, like, establish a political action committee at the Secretary of State's office, file a 501c3 corporate status and that all? What's that about? Do you have any background in that?
Yeah, a 501c3 is a great thing that can be used for organizational educational purposes and should be used because, you know, if you can get the IRS off your back anyway, that's great. However, when it comes to ballot access, the state does not allow you to file a political action committee under a 501c3. So it's more of a corporate entity. It's not a tax-deductible charitable organization because it's political, like lobbying, can't be a 501c3. But Yeah, the exact term is a political action committee. You nailed that one right on the head. And anyone can look into filing for a political action committee or a PAC by contacting your state's office. You can contact the court to find out if it's even applicable for your state. And if you want to find out if your state or your city can have ballot access, one decent resource is called Ballotpedia.org. Ballotpedia has been referencing ballot initiatives all over the country for a good time now, and they have some pretty good resources. It's not in all detail, but can at least get someone started. And I'll tell you, I'd be happy to serve as a consultant for free. I'm happy to educate anybody, help out in any way if it's for developing a fundraising campaign. I'm actually interested in setting up a series of videos of myself doing door-to-door fundraising and sharing the techniques I use to collect money from strangers at the door. So anyone who's interested in that or setting up a political action committee, please contact me. I'd like to network with you. Nonetheless, it's really good just to work with like-minded people, even if we're not in the same state.
Okay.
And I'm running this little website.
Go ahead and share it with us. I was just going to plug that if you didn't.
Yeah, it's in the works, but it's called truthactivism.com. It's still in progress. However, if you go to the main page and you click on one of the active links, you'll end up being transported eventually to a forum, and you can join the forum free and just share ideas. I have some forum postings here about different federal issues and state issues. And the plan is to eventually only talk about solutions and organizing people for what I call permanent ballot access, because in any given state, like Florida, where I'm from, if I myself got two people really psyched up about it and they themselves told two more people each and the process continued, after just about 20 steps or 20 weeks, let's say if two people told two people in a week, 20 weeks later, we would have 1 million people and we'd be able to get an initiative on the ballot with little to no cost, and that's the goal. There's this organization of ballot access coordinators. They're all over the country. Unfortunately, 99% of them are crooks, and they will plan to disenfranchise you unless you come up with $1 million for your campaign, and if you don't, they're basically going to tell you you're never going to get it done, and they're in it for the money. I've met a lot of them. They rip off their circulators. I was one of the guys that got jacked my last paycheck. It happens to people all over the country, and they travel from state to state, so it's pretty hard to track these guys down. So one of my goals is just to serve as a free consultant to help people understand exactly what these guys do, but without charging an arm and a leg, because I want to see real initiatives get on the ballot. Most of these guys would rather work for corporate initiatives that pay more than work on something that's really going to benefit the people, you know, of our country.
Absolutely. And one of the places that the listeners can go immediately and go today, go now during the broadcast if you like, go up and make it a habit, a bookmark your Secretary of State's office, go in there to the election laws, find them, root around until you find it from the Secretary of State's office, look at the election laws for your state, and just go through and read them, familiarize yourself with them. It's not like trying to study the laws of corporate law or anything like that. You know, it's not a huge study. Some states, the Secretary of State can even send you out a booklet that shows all of the election laws in it. Familiarize yourself with that process, because you'll find that therein lies most of the secrets to unlock the doors that have been closed to us all of this time, simply because we didn't ask. We didn't go there and look. So, yeah, there's that. There's all kinds of con men in this world. You know, I spent a summer working in a carnival back in 1969, the Alaska 67 carnival. And it was an eye-opener. I found out all about the con men and all about what it's like. You go into these galleries where they have all the various games. It's basically just a way of fleecing all of the locals. And so many of these people that go out and about, they put up the advertisements in the newspapers. They get you to come on board, and then they just rip you off. Folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay with us, our very special guest, Nicholas Palermo.
Yeah. You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with 2 cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned visiting with Nicholas Guillermo. We're talking about the initiative, the referendum, the recall, the power, really, that our founders placed in our hands so that we would have the opportunity to function within this representative system of government. Back to the Black's Law Dictionary briefly. It says that the initiative is recognized in some state constitutions, and it certainly is here in Missouri. But it's recognized, and it's the initiative is one of the few methods of direct democracy in an otherwise representative system. And so we can understand that this is an opportunity where numbers really do count, numbers really do add up, where the opinion of the people becomes the supreme law of the land, if you will. And Nicholas, as people out across the hinterlands visit with the Secretary of State's office, start to familiarize themselves with the process. Let's start back at down at the very bottom, at the ground level. Just about everybody has come across somebody that's circulating a petition. They've got their clipboard and all that. How do those petitions come into existence? How does one go about starting the process?
Well, generally, a group of people would get together and they decide to set up the board of the Political Action Committee. And then they would file with the Secretary of State. And then once they filed with the Secretary of State, they'd draft an initiative, usually with the help of a lawyer, specifically a constitutional lawyer that specializes in that kind of law. And then, you know, from there, they need to basically collect a certain amount of signatures. It's a percentage. I believe it's about 1% of the state's population, which then is submitted to the courts for approval. And the court won't even look at it until you've collected yourself, you know, a lot of signatures, which
and that
really is what disenfranchises a lot of people.
Isn't that based upon the number of signature or the number of voters that voted in the last gubernatorial election? Those people that voted for the governor,
yeah.
They look at that number and they say, okay, you need a certain percentage of them. And so the very, very first step is really showing that there are enough people in your state, if it's a statewide issue, that there really are enough people and that you're sincere enough not to waste the time. You know, it's expensive to get on the ballot. It's hard. You know, it costs money to print ballots and so on. The state doesn't want to have just every Joe Blow in America coming out with some hairball idea. So you really have to prove your idea and demonstrate that there is public support for it. And so when you've gotten that, now you also mentioned the bill drafting aspect, coming up with writing the text and having someone that is versed in law, perhaps someone that would be able to go in and research your particular initiative, look at the other laws that will be impacted. You know, one of the reasons, Nicholas, why the legislation today is running into the thousands of pages is because as we continue further and further into this minefield or labyrinth of law, any little law that comes along, any new change, changes and impacts much. And so you have to be able to track it down and see what the impacts are going to be. So we've got that point done, let's say. And we're in the process. We print up these petitions. Now, before we go there, though, you mentioned setting up a board for your political action committee. I know here in Missouri, there are certain Secretary of State has certain parameters there as well, kind of a boy-girl setup, and you have to do reporting. So, again, folks, we're talking about actually following process, following procedure. It's all legal, lawful, open, upfront. There's nothing should be clandestine about it. That's one aspect. There's also this idea, and I mentioned to this this to you on the air, Nicholas, the idea of doing an informal petition just to get a sense of what the people have in mind. And in both cases, you're collecting names. But you mentioned something rather interesting on the broadcast on Saturday about taking the time, making sure that you, as you collect these names, that you might be able to even communicate to the people that you're going to use their names, that it's going to be kept and part of a database. Talk a little bit about that, what you can do with the computer these days, how we can make the most out of this process of collecting signatures for future events.
Well, that's a great point. I brought up the other day on the show the idea of permanent ballot access and that you could go and collect yourself a million signatures with all your volunteers. And then if for whatever reason, let's say the Supreme Court says, oh, you know, that's not constitutional, or they decide that they don't want to look at it at the time, which they can get away with, unfortunately. Well, worst case scenario, you get it on the ballot and the voters voted down. Like in California in 2006, it blew my mind, but they voted down the Clean Elections Initiative that would have banned corporate lobbyists. You know, I don't understand that, but it happens. And when it fails, it's the worst thing to have to start all over again. So I recommend, you can get started right now without even setting up a political action committee. If you have a cause that you're very passionate about, you know people are going to get behind, get their name, their email, and their phone number on a sheet where you want to fit like 20, 30 of them per sheet so you can cut down your costs. And then what you can do is databases, just like in a Word document, you can use Excel. That way when it gets to the time that you're ready, you have enough people, you can start contacting them, let them know you want to have a big meeting, get everyone together, maybe a potluck. That way you can have people express their ideas on the issue and maybe even form your own committee from those people who signed your initiative, letting them know that you're serious about getting the job done and that it's not going to be frivolous, because as soon as you have those people committing with their email and their phone number, there's no way that you can lose this battle. If you fail at the ballot box, there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to get the initiative back on the ballot with little to no cost or time, because you could just send out an email to everybody.
Right.
And so in some states, they could print out the petition and mail them right in the next day.
Yeah, and in this particular process, all it really does, folks, is it just changes the initial dialogue. I mean, you know, everybody's been pigeonholed, like you mentioned. You know, you go to a shopping mall or a college campus or something like that. Everybody's been pigeonholed and looked at a petition. But one of the things that has always kind of, you know, just mystified me is that you do sign all of these various and sundry petitions. Maybe you're at a state fair, but no one ever contacts you. No one ever gets back to you. No one ever keeps you up to date on what's happening. But just, I think, simply starting the dialogue initially, Nicholas, and letting the people know that if this this is not an official petition. What we're trying to do is get a sense of how many people in the area are opposed to national animal identification system,
yeah.
or who are uncomfortable with the idea of a real ID with a trackable material on it, or databasing everything about my whole life. Would you mind if we kept your information and sent you information as to other things along this line in the future? It's just some way of coming up, sit down and write it out a few times until you get it, say it a few times until it's acceptable to the people that you're dealing with, but let them know that this is a continuing process, that this actually is direct democracy within a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government.
Right.
Let them know in advance that you're not just going to throw their name away.
Yeah, and it's really important to stay in contact with people after you get their information, to touch base with them a few days later. If you don't already have a website, I know there's a new company out there. It's called Webs, W-E-B-S. You can make free websites. I think that's really important because the founder of Craigslist mentioned that, you know, with Craigslist, they don't follow, the limits the government might put on free speech, for example. So, they have millions of visitors a day. It's a great way with their political section to post a comment about an initiative that you want to start, and you can have hundreds of thousands of people viewing that within a very short amount of time. So with the Internet, there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to have the civil revolution in a very short amount of time. But it does take the foot soldier who's out there grinding in the heat of the day, getting signatures, because if you don't, you're not going to ever have that interpersonal communication where you're looking someone in the eye and expressing to them that, you know, just like you're out there getting something done, they can be too. And, you know, enough people will care that it is the solution. I don't see any way around it. When we have a really corrupt Congress and all these campaigns like the Kick 'Em All Out campaign, what better way to kick them all out than to put a recall on the ballot?
Well,
and beyond that, nominations. Get some Libertarians, some Green Party candidates, anyone who's a constitutionalist on the ballot. Give people options, because without the options, you know, we're doomed to the same fate that we've had. You know, history repeats itself.
Well, it does, unfortunately do that. And in this now, you've raised the one of the next ones. There's really three terms, folks, that work together. If you can think of it in your mind as initiative, referendum, and recall. These are three correlative terms that have been used for the last, ever since the founding of this country, to express three different fashions of citizen action. You can call it truth activism, citizen activism, political activism. It's all under the heading of political science. It's the science of politics. But if you have someone that needs to go, you can recall them. Hey, we'll be back on the other side. We need to go for this break. We'll be back in three. Stay with us.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy." Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate control clock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Okay.
And we're back right here on our Monday, August the 3rd, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local, visiting with our special guest, Nicholas Guillermo. Nicholas is an activist. He's a petition circulator. He understands the political process. We're talking about the initiative. We're talking about referendum. We're talking about recalls. You're right out of the Black's Law Dictionary in regards to referendums. This is a little headier section. The process of referring a state legislative act, a state constitutional amendment, or an important public issue to the people for final approval by popular vote. And so it just gets a little bit stronger with each of these three steps. We have a lady here in southwest Missouri, in Missouri in general, Dr. Angela Basham. We had her on the broadcast with us recently, Nicholas, and she's running she has a petition drive going now for a constitutional amendment to repeal property taxes in the state of Missouri. So you can see, folks, that if we are successful in these various and sundry efforts that we put together, we can actually relieve some of this tyranny, get the jackboot off of our throats. But as we were going into the break, we were talking about recall as well. This is another one of those opportunities when the Constitution was amended so that the legislators no longer had, your state legislative branch no longer had the ability to send or recall their state senators. We lost a very powerful opportunity for corrective action, but with the power of recall, we can even gain that back, and it works on a local level with mayors, city councilmen, as it can, yep, sheriffs, all the way up. So we've got that. Now, another part of this puzzle, if you will, we've talked briefly about petitioning and how you get that started, setting up your political action committee, a little bit about fundraising, the money drives. We've heard so much about the money bombs and things, and we can cover that in greater detail later in the broadcast. We've talked a little bit about the database creation, contact sharing. There's something else that's involved in this as well, and that is, in my opinion, cross-issue platforms or coordination. We've got lots of groups out there that are running around, you know, like the hair on fire and their tail are catching. They're all duplicating the same efforts. And not having a centralized clearinghouse for some of this has been an impediment. Let's talk a little bit about that. What can we do with the computer systems that we've got? What can we do with our internet connections so that we can start sharing some of this information on a state-to-state basis?
Well, that's a great question. I'm not 100% sure I know how to answer it, but I would say that it's going to take the extraordinary efforts of some individuals to do the work and just contact different groups that have similar concerns. When it comes to crossing state to state, it can have a benefit for like a federal lobby, but when it comes to ballot access, it does need to stay within the state. So, you know, if you have an idea, if you're in a state that doesn't have ballot access, you may just want to focus on the recall and nomination process, meaning that I would coordinate with all the third-party groups that are available and just, you know, civic organizations and, you know, individuals. I would see about, I would think starting up a fundraising effort, dedicating a few hours in the evening to learning the skills yourself would be really beneficial because, you know, you could actually provide yourself a little extra income to get some great work done. You can organize individuals, maybe even eventually have a crew of people out there fundraising so that you could set aside a little bit of the money that they raise to administrative overhead where you could, you know, sit in an office on Thursday or Friday, sit at your home with your computer and start calling up different groups and maybe even have a little payroll for it. Because I'm sure, you know, it's very cheap. It's not expensive when you get enough citizens involved to finance the operation of, you know, being a coordinator, being a being an individual who's building coalitions with other groups.
Well, we've got this drive coming on us and at us from the top down. This whole idea, you know, Barry the Usurper came from Chicago as a community organizer. He's been, you know, pretty much as about as left-leaning as you can get his entire life. But the idea that they're going to try and sweep up the unemployed and bring them into government services, internment camp workers or whatever. We need to be ready, Johnny, on the spot. Here in the state of Missouri, Nicholas, there are 114 counties. And so when someone like Angela or yourself or somebody's trying to get something on the ballot, we're always recreating the wheel over and over again. And I think the idea of coming up with a nonpartisan, non-denominational clearinghouse for getting ballot access would be a great thing, and then going state by state and the states that don't have initiative, referendum, and recall, helping them to get on board so that we can start to flex our muscle as people as opposed to just doing everything, starting everything from scratch every time.
Yeah, well, I wanted to, you know, get the funding to basically build that kind of framework using the internet to have a central clearinghouse where everyone can organize and learn about ballot access in their state. And it takes a lot of effort. I'm working full-time, you know, just trying to get by. But I can tell you that if you go to truthactivism.com and you create a little profile there, it's a forum where all this is openly discussed, and I think it can lead to great things. I think if enough people get involved, we would have an internet presence, a clout, if you will, that we could get funding from some groups or build coalitions with some groups that want to start, you know, working on ballot access with us in our individual states. I would encourage people not to worry so much about the money, though, if we just organize ourselves first and keep in mind the strategy of the duplication principle. When you have two people that are involved, to really put some pressure on them that they themselves should also find a couple more people, if that process continues, we could have a million people in 20 weeks.
Well, if you go back and look at the expansion of what happened with the Ron Paul 2007 meetup groups, folks, you can understand that we went from zero. The group that I started, the Rocky Comfort Ron Paul meetup group, was number 56. Springfield, Missouri was, I think, 27 or 29. Tulsa, Oklahoma was 32. But that went right over the top. I mean, we went into the thousands. So everybody out there on the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, all of the parties looked at this and they said, "Oh my God, look what's happening! These people are coming out of the woods." But we lost that steam. We let that tsunami crash against the shore and lose its energy. after Ron Paul was not successful in the presidential preference primary. But again, this is something where we need to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves and realize that the power does remain with the people, we the people, and we can get this kind of a move happening again, this momentum happening again, but we need to be behind something that isn't going to die and that isn't going to go away just because one particular initiative didn't function. There's so many possibilities in all of this that, you know, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to get you on the air, because I really, I want people
to have a permanent, we could have a permanent recall network in our states, a permanent nomination network. We can put third party candidates, just constitutionalists on the ballot, okay? Independents. We could have permanent ballot access, and we should have the right to referendum in these states. Some states that allow ballot access don't offer referendum, so, you know, it'd be a good idea to, you know, work on an initiative that allows the right to referendum. And furthermore, in Florida at least, you know, it's one of these states we don't have open access. I'd like to work on an initiative that says if you have, well, you should have freedom of speech to collect signatures on in any place as long as you're not blocking the entrance, like in California and Washington state. You can petition right in front of a Walmart. Okay, I mean, it may blow your mind that it doesn't seem like it'd be one of the most politically active areas to get signatures, but you'd be surprised because with traffic, you know, 100 people a minute walking through those doors, you're bound to get 4 or 5 of them to stop a minute, you know, when you have a really good cause.
Yeah, the only problem that I see in there, and not to bring a problem where there needn't be one, but one of the things that I like to remember is that there is private property, and I'm a real champion of private property, and if a fellow or a corporation or company doesn't want you on their private property, respect that, folks. There's no reason to make an enemy. If that's not going to be the place where you can do it, you can go out on public property, which happens to be the sidewalk in front of their building. You know, so
it's not always like that. Let me say something, though, because in the state of Arizona, for example, or Florida, where there's no open access, and you can stand on a sidewalk, you can stand at a college campus, but in order to get the signatures to qualify for the initiative, what always ends up happening, volunteers do this too, that you end up running into this problem where you kind of squeeze into a corner. The only way you can get signatures, you walk into that Walmart parking lot kind of like shady, you know, and you kind of hang around the parking lot and get signatures. You know, you can't ask for approval because the manager will say, no, it's my private property, you got to go. But when it comes to getting an initiative on the ballot, sometimes that is the last resort, is crashing private property. But in Washington State and California State, the Supreme Court overruled that a petitioner, because it's the First Amendment of the Constitution, should have the right.
Hold it right there. We've got to go to break. Folks, we'll be back on the other side, the top of the hour break. Stay with us. We will return.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website, again, is amazon.oraclebroadcasting.com.
As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, August the 3rd, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. We definitely come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Visiting today with Nicholas Guillermo, we're talking about the initiative, the referendum, the recall, circulating petitions, getting things done locally. And we've got a caller from California, Halissa. Good morning, Halissa. How are you this morning? Are you there? Let's try it again. Let me try that. Are you there? Try it again. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello?
Hey, there you are. Now I got you.
Oh, hi. Oh, okay. I just wanted to call in and share a little bit of my experience with using delegates for the presidential election.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Nicholas. You're breathing too softly again.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, go ahead, Alyssa.
Oh, okay. Well, I used to work for a member of Congress that's now working for Obama. And one of the things I noticed they do as a tool in politics is that they'll have their staff members go out when they're trying to choose delegates for the Democratic convention or whatever the case, and they'll have us gather all our friends and everyone to go vote for a certain delegate. So what can we do in terms of that, the presidential elections or even local elections, and knowing also the importance of deadlines? Because I noticed a lot of people that want to get involved don't know the deadlines for filing paperwork, and that's how they miss a lot of opportunity.
Well, that's exactly right, Alyssa. We have an ongoing election calendar which can be obtained, folks, from your state, your Secretary of State's office. You can also check with your county clerk. They'll let you know what's happening on your local election calendar. There are specific deadlines for filing declarations of candidacy that you have got to meet. You need to be, again, wise as serpents, harmless as a dove. If you're declaring your candidacy and you want to run for county committee man or county committee woman, you don't want to come in right off the bat and be the first one on the ballot, sign up early. You want to be wise about it. Come in very close to the deadline and file so that if you're running unopposed, you don't all of a sudden generate more competition than you need. But the things that we can do in that regard is to do our homework. Back to you, Nicholas. Any ideas on that?
Well, for me, my whole mission is really just getting the word out there about the concept. Wrap your mind around permanent ballot access. If you have enough people organized that you really want, and you really want to make a difference, you know, one of the most important things is to have everybody really have a thorough understanding of the intention of these politicians and the initiatives. And we have to be educated, because there's nothing worse than having a lot of voters go out to the polls and vote based off of propaganda, which happened like the 2006 election when I saw the Solar Initiative fail, the Clean Elections Initiative fail, the Eminent Domain Initiative fail, and I just couldn't believe the voters voting based off the fact there's some commercials on TV that told them to vote against these initiatives. If you have enough people organized and the people that you're working with are, you know, educated, and you're involved in a community where you're blogging and posting on the internet and sharing information, there's no reason why you can't have a positive outcome, as long as, you know, education and, you know, knowledge is the criteria for, you know, being a part of it.
Exactly.
So I'd say, yeah, we got to organize a lot of people. We got to make sure education is on the forefront. You know, become an info warrior. And, you know, wrap your mind around permanent ballot access, because we can change our country. The Constitution is written by we the people. We have to embrace that and become the fourth system in checks and balances.
Okay.
The schools don't teach that.
Let's go back to Halissa again. Halissa, did I answer any part of your question for you?
Yeah, you did. I just wanted to get that idea out there because from my experience, that's what I noticed locked out a lot of people. They would have good ideas, but they didn't know the deadlines and kind of like the informal way of politics, how people gather all their friends, you know, to go there, to those types of
Okay, we'll be back right after this break. Stay there if you like, Alyssa, and we'll pick you up on the other side of this break. We will be back in three, folks. Stay right there.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth of our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again right here on our Monday, August the 3rd, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local, visiting today with our guest, Nicholas Palermo, and Alyssa from California with some very good comments and questions. Alyssa, you know, your idea of being very, very aware of the calendars, so many people, because they fail to understand what the system is all about, disqualify themselves through their own lack of research. And so definitely when you're trying to deal with something as vast as having a statewide initiative with the ballot or a referendum to change the Constitution, we certainly have to be well in advance. This is the kind of a thing that you can do at the last minute. But any other comments or questions, Alyssa?
That's just one of the points I wanted to help out with because I noticed that happened a lot, especially in the local level.
Okay, well, great. Thanks for calling in and continue listening, and feel free to call in anytime. And, folks, if you want to call into the broadcast throughout the program, it's 866-841-1065. And, of course, if you're in the Austin, Texas area or if you have unlimited long distance, you can call in at 512-904-1065. 800-480-1414, and your calls are welcome. Back to you, Nicholas. You know, we've looked at a lot of different parts of this puzzle so far. One of the things that we're definitely involved with is publicity in all of this, public notice or advertising. There is a certain amount of advertising, even legal notices that are required in this process. When we talk about fundraising, of course, that would have to be in our mind, too, because advertising these issues is not inexpensive.
Right, but I would put the emphasis on the individual, because everybody has the ability to really get out there to thousands of people just by making a few posts on Craigslist. There's some robots you can get from MySpace that you can go ahead and you can bulletin like 1,000 people in an afternoon just with a couple clicks of the mouse. You know, there's some very low-cost advertising. I think the best thing is really the duplication principle, though, because if you can get two people the message, but they're committed to sharing that message with others, nothing can stop the message from reaching everybody. The problem is when you give someone the message, and then the buck stops with you, and, you know, you're stuck doing all the work. For me to organize 1 million people, I never get the job done in my whole life. But if I could get two people who could get two people who could get two people, as that process continues, we could all be a part of this in no time and build a network.
Well, this, I think that's the mathematical process of permutation, yes. 248, 16, 32, 64, 128, 246, 512, 1,024, and so on. It's been my experience that even through multi-level marketing and things like that, it sounds good on the front. It's very difficult to make happen. But if we can understand that when Ray Kroc set out to California with his Mixmasters in the trunk and looked at this little McDonald Brothers restaurant, what he saw was something he didn't really want to change. What he wanted to do is he wanted to duplicate what he saw, and he wanted to multiply it. And everybody knows the story now. It's billions and billions served. So there's just a whole lot of truth in what you're saying there, Nicholas. But when it does come down to the push and shove, we do need to understand and be aware of the fact that not everybody's on the Internet. Not everybody's going to visit the sites that we see, and so on and so forth. So there is going to come a time where, even by law, a certain amount of publicity is going to be needed to get a wider audience for some of the things that we put out. As far as the electronic voting devices, say, a lot of folk are getting disheartened or disenchanted, or they feel disenfranchised because of the electronic voting issues. Folks, the number one office that you want to gain control of in your counties is the county clerk or whoever is on the board of elections for your county. If you want to have good elections in your county, you're going to need to have somebody working on the inside for you right there. Everyone should be concentrating on that particular election with all of the diligence possible in the 2010 election cycle so that we can make sure that we can start getting to a point where we might be able to eliminate this form of election, the electronic voting devices, which are unconstitutional here in Missouri, but they are in place. With this concept, one of the other things you mentioned on the broadcast on Saturday on Oracle Unleashed was the idea of, although I'm not much of a fan for third, fourth, and sixth, or eighth, or 12th parties, the multi-party system of Europe doesn't appeal to me. But one of the things that definitely could be used, especially if we could get our minds out of the party mentality, parties and factions which serve to divide our people, not join them, but the idea of proportional voting, the Hare system, or instant runoff voting. Why don't you share a little bit about, we got about 3 minutes here, share a little bit about that with the audience.
Okay, yeah, a friend of mine got in contact with the national IRV organization, and the instant runoff voting is a system where you make three votes instead of one vote. You pick your first choice, second choice, and third choice. What happens if a candidate or two candidates are really close and tied? They have to do a runoff voting where it costs the state a lot of money. They basically have to recount all the ballots, and they have to, you know, make sure it's exact. Instant runoff voting eliminates that right away, so it saves the state money. And you can't complain about spoilers anymore because everyone gets a chance to vote for a third-party candidate, and they still get to vote for the first choice, whether it's the Democrat or Republican or the third-party candidate, where you know, the third party candidate might actually get the majority vote from the Democrats and Republicans as a second choice, and therefore win the election.
That's right.
Because if a majority of the people choose that person, you know, he has the right to run for be the person in office. That's who people truly support more than anyone else.
Sure. So people could have, let's say, just conceptually voted for Ron Paul. They could have perhaps voted for Alan Keyes, and they could have voted perhaps for Dennis Kucinich without thinking about party and just looking at message. And then we let the numbers do the talking. If you have in one particular county a candidate that's had better coverage and stuff like that, they might come in number one in that county. But instead of thinking in lines of parties, so to speak, it's just the sheer bulk, the number of votes that they receive.
Yeah. It'd have to be implemented by ballot initiative, because the legislature is never going to do that, because it takes away their power to, you know, stay in power. So the ballot initiative process is very crucial for anything like instant runoff voting, clean elections. If you want to get, you know, we all want to get the lobbyists out of Washington. I think a politician running for office should know what they're there to do. They shouldn't have to have corporate lobbyists meeting with them every day, telling them what they want them to do for the corporation. So we have to, you know, implement those changes through the ballot initiative process. Candidates won't do it themselves.
Well, we have this established two-party political system, and once folks get into their election laws, they'll see how it's laid out. Basically, the election laws were written by the parties for the parties and to keep other parties out. It's to eliminate competition. You know, we always go back to this monopoly capitalist system that we live in and understand that all of those business strategies are being used against us on the election, too. So absolutely the opportunity to do instant runoff or proportional voting, as long as we're going to be saddled or as long as we can wrap our mind around or embrace the idea of electronic voting as opposed to the old sitting down in the schoolhouse until 9 o'clock at night, writing out, you know, adding things up with a calculator. But this goes all the way back to the beginning of this country, folks. It was where we came from. It's a place we need to go back to. We'll be back in 3 minutes right after this break. Stay with us, won't you?
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy." Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
And we're back once again visiting with Nicholas Guillermo. His website is www.truthactivism.com. Truthactivism.com, a new website, a nice-looking website, still under construction, but you can certainly click in through and go to the forums, et cetera, on that website today if you like. But, Nicholas, as we're going into this referendum idea and the idea of permanent ballot access, it really, if were we able to achieve this in all 50 states and the territories, this would be an opportunity for the people to basically review legislation. For instance, in a state where you have the state passes a law, there usually in most states is a period of time, not a really lengthy period of time. This goes back to what Alyssa was talking about, knowing what the calendars are. But there's a period of time where the people can respond or react. And if they come in and file a declaration that you're going to go for a referendum to repeal or alter or amend a piece of legislation, that's another instant feedback to these legislators who seem to think that they take their marching instructions from the bankers and from the lobbyists.
Oh, yeah. I was listening to Alex Jones the other day, and he had a guest on that mentioned this idea for a statewide amendment that would tax speculators who, you know, speculate on the stock market. And he was mentioning that, you know, just a simple thing like taxing the speculators could raise millions and millions of dollars every year. And little things like that. A hemp economy is a great idea. Yeah, having access for referendums on state legislation. So before they actually pass it, if you want to let the voters decide on something that's, you know, could ultimately corrupt or you know, cripple the state's economy, I think that's very important. So, like Sun Tzu's Art of War, you have to attack from all angles. And yes, 50 states, you know, would be the goal. But right now, unfortunately, only 24 states allow for the ballot access concept to, you know, have a constitutional amendment passed for the state. So I think it is important, though, if we organize people in all 50 states, you may not be able to have a ballot initiative, but you could at least work with the recall and nomination process to start. Eventually, when you get the right candidates in office, there's no reason why you couldn't get candidates who could open up the possibility for a referendum and ballot initiative. So
certainly, if
everybody does their part and organizes a few people, like if you want to build a website, if you want some consultation on how to set up a crew to do door-to-door fundraising, or to get ballot access, please get in contact with me through my website. I'd be happy to talk with anybody about it.
Well, it's certainly an opportunity where by, you know, the way I like to start it out is at the local voting precinct level. If we can understand that these two political parties, the established political parties, and even the alternate parties, they all basically fall under your state's election laws, but it is the parties themselves that bring forward the candidates. It's they make the appointments to the various boards and commissions and councils. They're the ones that create the platform. They write the rules for their conventions, et cetera. And so we need to focus a lot of our attention right there, because much of the remedy is in those corrupted institutions. But from another one of the roadblocks and obstacles, you know, that we hear about a lot on alternate media is the rejection of the idea of registering to vote or energizing within this political system, basically just turning their back on it. What would you say to the idea of that people don't want to even bother to register to vote anymore?
Oh, yeah, I'd say 80% of the people don't even know what a ballot initiative is, that it doesn't have to do with electing a candidate. And I think just educating the public about ballot access, the recall process, you know, the nomination process, the referendum, It's all very, very important. Most people don't know about it, so when we get the word out there, we might actually change some minds that there's a lot more to voting than just voting for another crooked candidate. You can actually help enact legislation that's going to change, you know, the state in a way that could be profound. If it's a hemp economy, if it's instant runoff voting, it can make a huge difference for our future and the generations to come.
So just because you're going to the polls, folks, doesn't mean that you have to vote for the lesser of two evils. If all
right.
all there is on the ballot, your particular ballot, are candidates, well then shame on you. There were things that you could have done, you missed the deadlines and you didn't file. So there are opportunities to get things on the ballot. We need to take that opportunity and use it as best we possibly can, because let's say you've got a small town someplace, and there's a local election. If you go through the steps and in your state you can do those things, you might be able to get the International Code Council's body of model codes and acts repealed out of your ordinance book. There are things that you could do. You could get rid of the leash law. You could get rid of all kinds of things if you can get the people behind you. And as you build these organizations, once you go through the process of getting all of the various names of people that live around you on lists and into your database, and contact them, keep up with them. Maybe you could send out a newsletter from time to time. Keep them on board. Keep them excited. Keep them understanding that the new world order, it's not fait accompli, folks. They have a long ways to go in order to be able to build this, put all of the things in place that they need to run the entire planet. Come on. Most of them are still eating pudding, you know. But nevertheless, there are roadblocks. There are obstacles. Part of it, as you're laying out, Nicholas, is education. You know, the Ron Paul campaign, you know, kind of went off into an educational thing, when I think you really ought to focus on winning the election. But for this kind of an effort, education is the name of the game.
Yeah. Education is very important. So that brings me to this quote by Thomas Jefferson. I know no safe depository of the ultimate powers of the society but the people themselves, and if we think them not enlightened enough to exercise their control with a wholesome discretion, the remedy is not to take it from them, but to inform their discretion.
Absolutely. That is such a powerful one. So many people have misconstrued that as the opening door of this public fool system that we've developed. Informing people's discretion with information does not have to be the same as what we get with the socially politicized human beings, you know. But certainly there's a whole gob and a bunch that goes to that. I think we're...
Yeah, and I'll tell you, one quick thing. The people who are against ballot access in general, the elitist concept that we need to get rid of it because of the corporate funding behind initiatives, a lot of times it's because of these initiative contractors who screw up the whole process for the people when we're the ones who are supposed to be doing it ourselves. We're not supposed to be hiring corporations to get the job done. We're supposed to be actually doing it ourselves. So if we take the power within our own hands, then we won't have all those problems with ballot access.
One of the things that you could do with that or directive would be to include in your exposés on a regular basis just who is working in your state that is working for the corporations. Keep the spotlight of truth on their activities so that you can expose some of these corruptors for who they are, where they are, and, you know, undermine their activities. Certainly with the various corporations involved, they have a distinct benefit to gain. They have losses to avoid by various political policy and procedure that's set up. But we have the same kind of a thing. We've got much to lose and much to gain by getting energized in the system. We're competing with the people that have unlimited amount of money, but I think we have more time, don't you?
Yeah, we have time, and nothing can stop us when we consider permanent ballot access and we build those databases, like you said, and we stay in contact with people. If we create our own online radio show or make some websites and just stay active in growing our network of concerned individuals, nothing can stop us. There's no reason why we can't take our country back, because the process of the recall is right there for us to use, and we're just not using it.
Well, right,
it's time to get active.
Right here out of the Encyclopedia, the Americana Encyclopedia, under referendum, it says this: while the terms initiative and referendum were almost unknown in American politics prior to 1890, yet an analogy is to be found in the colonial days in the Plymouth colony, even after the towns began to send deputies to their representative legislature. The whole body of the freedmen appeared at the June court to make laws and repeal such of the laws enacted and so on. We'll pick it up on the other side, folks. We're talking about American history. We're talking about law here and taking the power back.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products. Emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again. The call-in number is 866-841-1065. Visiting today with Nicholas Guillermo, a listener, caller, activist, a very interesting gentleman. He's got a lot of good ideas to share with you, the audience. Back out of this encyclopedia of Americana that I was referring to just before we went into the break, in, again, the Plymouth colony, even after the towns began to send deputies to their representative legislatures, the whole body of freemen appeared at the June court to make laws and repeal such of the laws enacted by the legislature as appeared prejudicial to the whole. And then under another section here, it says, under this device, that's the referendum, the people may kill bad laws and overthrow the work of tools of the political bosses who intend to foster their private or political fortunes in the state legislative body. Moreover, by a threat of invoking this remedy, much pernicious legislation can be prevented, franchise stealing eliminated, and the corrupting lobby rendered unprofitable. So there's so much power that lies here. There's so much latent power in this idea of initiative and referendum and recall that it strikes terror into the globalist, if you will, into their minds when the people start to flex their muscles and just say no.
Yeah, and it's not just America. There's actually plenty of other countries that have the process. I know Sweden's one of them. There's some links on the forum about that. But it's because the process works. You know, it gives people a legitimate chance to make a change in their society. And they are getting it done. The problem is, again, these corporate ballot access coordinators who disenfranchise the process, who tell initiative proponents that they have no chance in hell getting it on the ballot unless they come up with like $1 million, which is generally what they decide to, you know, run the contracts for.
Well, yeah.
And it's because of that they're disenfranchising the system that I have a problem with it, and that's why I'm offering my services free.
Exactly. You know, so again, the address or the web address, folks, is www.truthactivism.com. Take a look at it. But, you know, yeah, that's the standard thing. Well, you need $1 million or you need this or you need that. No, there's a lot of things that we can do, and we proved that with the Ron Paul revolution. We can work together. We don't need to have anybody buy signs for us when we're capable of buying them ourselves, so on and so forth. We work not just at an arm's length, but completely separate from the presidential campaign committee. I know that most of the meetup groups were wholly and completely independent. What we were looking for was starting up a local political action committee, a precinct-driven system right where we were. But in this process of bringing forward these referendums and initiatives, it sends a very clear and distinct message to those in power that the people, the natives, as they say, are restless. But in this, Nicholas, one here, one there, one in this, generation and one in the next, is not enough. I think if we were to just start battering them on a regular basis, when we have a system statewide, across America, a system that was set up like a Ready React team to combat this kind of legislation, this pernicious stuff. We just had that H.R. 1, as soon as Barry the Usurper took office, that put an egregious tobacco tax on rolling tobacco of $24.78 a pound.
Yeah, which is ridiculous when we're already giving huge subsidies to the tobacco industry. Why tax the people more?
Well,
we're already giving the money.
Yeah, it's ostensibly, to create funding for a child health care program, but it's so ridiculous on its face. The people that need to have a special child.
How about you let people grow tobacco in their own home?
Well,
and you stop subsidizing the tobacco industry. And put that money into child health care. I mean, it's just ridiculous. They try to tax us on every angle. It's like the carbon tax, We're giving billions to the coal and oil industries, and then they want to tax the people for the carbon?
Exactly.
That doesn't make sense.
Exactly. I'm just letting you go because you're speaking my line. When we start talking about laissez-faire, laissez-passer, the idea of the physiocrats, you go back to Adam Smith and start coming forward and understanding what a free economy should and could be about. It has nothing to do with free trade today. Free trade is managed trade. It's
right.
Globally managed systems. It has nothing to do with the free interchange between producers and consumers at all. So we've been pumped this way 1,000 times, but the point I was trying to raise there with that particular one, folks, it was a far less tax than that that got them throwing chests of tea into the harbor in Boston. When you start coming against basic institutions like tobacco, that, you used to be able to buy a bride right at the wharf with a couple of hands of tobacco. This is like an American institution, and you got people in here monkeying with it. It kind of tends to tick some people off, especially me. I like to roll good, clean, organically grown tobacco, and I'm not interested in quitting smoking just because FedGov says so. But anyway, there are a lot of things that we can do and can be doing right where we are, and I think largely it has to do, Nicholas, with a lack of understanding, a lack of awareness of what political science is and the things that have been tried in the past, things that were successful limitedly. But now that we have the Internet on our side, hopefully for a while yet longer, some of these early ideas, we might be able to pick them up and dust them off and put them on the right course, put a sail on them and get them to sail and wheels and get them to roll.
Yeah, and I believe that even in the worst-case scenario, if net neutrality was abandoned and the Internet was shut down or controlled, there's still the possibility of having, a ballot access network And it does have to do with making those interpersonal connections with people that you know. When you can sit down and talk to them face-to-face, eye-to-eye, explain really legitimate things that everybody's concerned about that we need people to get involved with in one way or another. And if they just spread the word out there, just calling their buddy and saying, hey, we're having a meeting on Sunday, we're going to get together and talk about a ballot initiative idea. When enough people start networking like that, everything's possible. I mean, it's, you know, the future is at our disposal. Whether we choose to embrace it or not, that's our decisions, but we need to realize where we stand. If we don't do anything about it, then it's our own, you know, makings.
Yeah, it's to our own shame. It's to our own hurt. And one of the things that came up on Saturday night was the idea, well, you know, I don't want to be a salesman. You know, all this sounds like sales to me. Well, folks, right. You know, we very carefully research our history. We look at all of the various techniques and tools that we as human beings, if you will, have developed over the centuries, and you try and find the good everywhere. Be a good finder. And there's no reason to recreate the wheel all the time. We waste a lot of time and energy on that. If it takes a certain amount of sales training, let's say you're going to have a meeting in your home, Nicholas, or you're preparing information on the web, and you're putting it out and people are using it, there are certain techniques that the salespeople have used over the years that help to open doors and close sales, is the way they say it. You know, so there, we shouldn't shy away from things like that. Things only get bad when they're used for bad ends. Things that are good can be used, you know, for good ends as well. But in your outreach, when you were going around teaching other people, we've got about 3 minutes here before we go to a break. Give us a little of an idea of what you might do training the people that you've trained in the past on this issue.
Yeah, it's so exciting. And again, I got started because I was doing fundraising for the Clean Water Action, right? They had a training program. It took me about 2 weeks to get to the quota, but, you know, it was literally fundraising $130 in 4 hours. And there's crews of people out there all across the country doing this right now. It's not unspeakable. And it's a simple process. What you learn is basic skills, and you learn the structure. If you deliver your information in a specific structure, you know, the structure is one of the most important things that you can use. One of the things I would train people in is the structure, how you deliver the information in the proper format. You know when to take a pause, know when to let the other person talk. You have to know certain skills. There's the eye contact skill, the clipboard control, which has to do with body language. You have to have the skill of active listening. You have to have the skill of issue agreement, because if you just talk and talk and talk, for example, but you don't ever ask the person you're talking to if what you're telling them makes sense, you know, you may be running into a brick wall. It might not get anywhere. When you know all the skills, and I think I've broken it down to about 9 skills, including the Jedi mind tricks, which is just a joke that I have, and some people in the industry have, it becomes relatively simple, and anybody could pick this up as a trade they do on the side. And I'd love to help people that are interested in, you know, being entrepreneurs. If you're ambitious, if you want to learn how to create a business model out of hiring people and training them in door-to-door fundraising, it's possible. But you do have to learn how to do it yourself first.
Absolutely.
So I am interested in doing that, and we can do that with technology now. I can send you articles and links, and we can talk on Skype, and I can go through training with anybody who wants to learn how to do the door-to-door fundraising.
So the idea then basically is learning how basically, we used to say in sales, it's kind of like developing your pattern. Once you know what product or service or idea that you're trying to convey across to somebody else, there is a way of presenting it in a concise manner that leads people into an agreement, you know, so that they will come on board with you, or you can quickly detect whether or not they have certain objections to the idea. And then part of this, I guess I might just confer that some of the Jedi mind tricks is learning how to overcome the objections. I can understand and appreciate the value of what you're saying, Mr. Jones, but, you know, that's one of the oldest ones in the industry. But there are hundreds and hundreds of little techniques that will make you more effective, speed up your face-to-face time with folks. Going door-to-door has never been easy. But again, as you mentioned, Nicholas, and we're going to come right into a break here, and we'll pick it up on the other side, but these are techniques that you can use as an entrepreneur in a downturn economy. Stay with us.
Sure. Right, and it's not frivolous. Get the job done.
We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with 2 cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
And we've returned, and we've been visiting this morning with Nicholas Palermo. He has a website out there. You might want to visit that today. Bookmark it. Definitely don't lose it. www.truthactivism.com. Watch to see what happens and how this website begins to grow. Nicholas has got a lot of very good information to share and is a positive, looking for positive solutions and advancing good ones. So, it's really been a pleasure, Nicholas. This is our last segment. We've got about 10 minutes together here before the end of the broadcast, but I hate to run right up to the end and then not be able to say I thank you for coming on with us and sharing some of your insight. When we look at this process, sometimes people get overwhelmed in numbers. You know, you start talking about 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, you know, all that. But there's some basic things. There are introverts, there are extroverts, there are people who are shy, there are people who've never been out in public really before, afraid of the public. All of these various things that we're talking about, whether you start out simply volunteering to go with someone else and circulate petitions or stand at a fair booth and collect signatures on petitions and talk to people about issues, all of these things help to bring somebody out of their shell, get outside of your exoskeleton. But at the same time, these are things that will work to improve and enrich your own life, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're a business person, a homemaker, whatever. There are things that you learn in interpersonal communication skills that will help throughout your life. So let's talk just a little bit more about overcoming objections or whatever, wherever you want to go.
Sure,
with
sure.
This last bit.
The biggest thing is that the biggest thing I run into is police officers, let's say, confronting me on a public beach, for example, telling me I can't solicit. And, you know, the legal definition of soliciting is not the same as petitioning. And on public property, you have the right to petition. You may not have the right to solicit without a permit. That's true. But I always have to, you know, run into the cop and tell them I'm not soliciting anything, sir. I'm not selling any product or fee. I'm not even collecting money. And that's one of the biggest things I run into. And it's important to know the difference and to stand up for your constitutional right to petition, because they'll try to kick you off of public campuses, okay? I have video of officers giving me a trespassing ticket petitioning on a public campus, which I plan on taking to court eventually. I just never got around to it because I didn't have the time or will to do that yet. But I also have a video with a spy pen of a police officer actually pushing me with her finger, telling me to leave the tax collector's office. The tax collector is, again, public property where I have the right to petition. And she was telling me I had to solicit across the street, and I was like, no, ma'am, I'm not soliciting. So I put the video on my MySpace, and it's actually going to be on the website soon. But, you know, there's a lot of objections. You're going to run into people that will try to, you know, frighten you and tell you, you know, this is very risky what you're doing, you know, talking with people about these issues door to door. And, you know, I've never run into anything more. The worst thing that ever happened in 4 years of going door to door was when someone opened the door and the, you know, barking, snarling dog ran out and chased me out of the yard. I didn't get bitten. It was just scary. But no one's ever, you know, chased me with a gun. No one's ever, you know, threatened to beat me up. You know, nothing bad has ever happened, but you're going to run into people that will try to intimidate you. You just got to be strong. You tell them, you know, if you want me to leave your property, that's okay. But the faster you get a no, the better off you are, because it means you can go and find another person who's going to say yes sooner.
Exactly.
And it's all about timing. You have to, you know, be very careful of your timing. You don't want to be a jabberwocky, talk for like 10 minutes to someone who you think that's interested. You have to qualify them very quickly. So it's important to know the skills and how to successfully fundraise, because you can go out there and waste hours of time over-talking and talking too much if you don't qualify someone.
Listen, and I'm just going to just nod my head. You know, maybe folks, you know, you might find yourself in a grocery line or something like that, and you're trying to get a point across to somebody, or you'd like to initiate a conversation or whatever. If you go out and spend a little bit of time in the field, as they say, you go door to door a little bit, you start to internalize these various issues, and then you're able to discuss them with other people without coming across like you're some kind of a machine gun, you know, guy, or a kamikaze, you know, landing on the flight deck. This is so powerful. You're absolutely right. The whole idea about being afraid about no's, we were trained in the sales business so many years ago that if you know how many doors you need to knock on before you get a signature on your clipboard, and you're on number 4 and you know that you only knock on 6 doors for every signature, you know, you get that no and you just thank them and go right on to the next one, because you know you're within 2 houses of getting your next signature, you know, and that sort of thing. So yeah,
all you need is 1 out of 20 people or so to actually sign the thing to be making progress. And I guarantee if you go out there with any issue that you're really concerned about, whether it's clean elections, instant runoff voting, hemp economy, you're going to get way more than 1 out of 20 people just signing because they like the cause.
Absolutely.
And
we were going,
yeah,
we had a,
you just
got to
try it.
We had a booth at a county fair, and we were circulating a petition against the National Animal Identification System being implemented in Missouri. And I was thinking, and I'm standing there, I'm talking, and, you know, you'd ask somebody if they wanted to sign it, and they would say no and things like that. And it was within the first 45 minutes or so, I finally figured out what I needed to ask. I just simply said, do you like to eat? And if you like to eat, then this issue applies to you. And then they would just come right over and
right.
Look. Because
that's great.
You have to boil the issue down to something that other people can wrap their mind around quickly and then get
yeah.
their interest. So,
like in Florida, we had the initiative to stop gerrymandering. And most of the people have no idea what that is. but this is a census year. It's when the Senate and the Congress redraw their districts for their own political advantages. And so you got so frustrated saying help sign to stop gerrymandering that eventually you just flat out say it, stop rigged elections. Sign here.
Exactly.
You turn a lot more heads that way.
Sure, because everybody, you can boil it down to the to the simplest expression, then people can start to wrap their mind around it. Gerrymandering, yes, it is a difficult topic. But when you can find that kernel, and again, this is only done, folks, after having tried it. You know, sitting at home trying to figure out what to say is not going to do the trick. You need to have a general idea of where you're going to go and what your issue is.
Heck, some of the best things I've come up with have come from people that I've ran into that told me, you know, their views on it. Exactly. And I get, you know, you learn from people.
Yes, exactly.
When you're out there doing this work, they might know way more about the issue than you. And they'll tell you exactly what you can do to improve your game.
Exactly. And there's another one that comes to mind is that, you know, the admonition against telling is selling. Telling is not selling. As long as you're talking, the dialogue is keeping you from getting to your closing statement. So telling isn't actually selling. Telling is just wasting somebody else's time. When you're listening, you're selling. You're closing the sale when you're listening to the other person. And, you know, last night Freeman had a really good broadcast here on Oracle. Some of the listeners may have listened to him. If not, folks, go back and listen to it. But basically, we come out and we're all fired up about some particular issue or something like that. But there's an honesty factor in there. Am I actually trying to make my am I trying to put a coercive government on this person because I believe so passionately what I'm doing? Or am I actually willing to extend to this person that I'm talking to at the door the same kind of freedom that I would like to see in our government? So we learn in all of this process. And Nicholas, I'm glad you brought this to our attention. I really like the coverage that you've given on it today. And again, folks, the website is www.truthactivism.com. I think you can learn a lot from Nicholas, and I'm sure Nicholas will learn a lot from you. Work with this gentleman. Try and figure out how it will work for you and your state. Do your homework. Go in and get on the website. Go up to your Secretary of State's office. Find out about the election laws. Take an interest in your local politics. All politics are local. You can have so much more effect if you'll start right with your own local voting precinct. You know, the people that live within a mile or two of you, they have so much in common with you that if you could just break through this hurdle, the fear, call reluctance, and all of those things, break through those hurdles in your mind and just go and extend yourself to your neighbors. You might be surprised at what you're going to find right close to where you are. Nicholas, closing comments, 1 minute to go.
Yeah, it's just petitioning and working in this type of fashion is something that has captivated me for the last 6 years. I'm going to continue doing it for the rest of my life because of the connections, because of the people that I've met, because it changes your life. And, you know, anybody that's doubtful, if you're shy, you know, there's ways to get around that. I think education is the first step, and then you have to have a passion. You have to be invigorated where you're just driven to go out there and start talking to the neighbors about these very important issues. When you do, you'll find that a lot more people are in the same position you were. You know, they're feeling the same kind of anxieties and talking with the public about these issues. But eventually, we're going to break down those barriers, and a new society is possible, a society where people are caring and willing to go out there and do the hard work that needs to get done to free our country from these tyrants.
Absolutely. Knowledge is power, folks, but it's only powerful when you combine it with action. Don't be an info sponge. Gather your information. Do your research. Emulate some of those that have been successful in the past. Make a difference right where you are. These are things that we can do. Thank you so much, Nicholas, for joining us here on Become Local Local. And we'll wish you the very best. Keep in touch, and I'll try and get others to invite you on their broadcast as well. Folks, that's going to wrap it up for today. We'll be back again tomorrow with our very special guest, Vicki Davis, and we're going to unwrap that onion by a couple more layers. You'll definitely want to stay with us for that tomorrow.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one
hey,
state
Will, thanks
at a
tomorrow.
Time.
I'll talk to you soon.
You've been listening right. to Become Local Local.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.